してく街を恨んで見せてた傾くフェイント伸ばした僕の手は見たことない景色へ繋がった尋常じゃないカッチュレッドリサイダーのレザーウェイ You want this I just I chose a number point 本編手帳ね
You have been listening to Ray Joan by Old Codex. And if you are listening on YouTube, you can click in the link below to listen to the full podcast with, so you can hear the song as well as other licensed stuff that we cannot use here on YouTube. All right, let's get the review started. Jamie, tell us what it's about.
All right, Free is about a small group of high schoolers. Four of them were friends when they were in elementary school, and they swam together in swim club. But they had a falling out with one of the members, and they're all kind of like reconnecting in high school as they restart up a swim club together. And so there's a lot of character drama in it, and a lot of very interesting swimming info and guys in swim trunks.
Man, service.
But it's a really good show. It's got some really good drama, some really good character development, some really good characters, and some very gorgeous animation.
Yes, okay.
I just finished it last night.
I watched the show back in about spring of last year, around that time, in preparation for the second season that came out. And I watched it almost on a dare by my friend Caleb, because we already knew it was such a known for its mind service. So I watched it expecting to hate it, and I actually liked it quite a lot. For one, Kyoto Animation, they are the people who've brought us Clannad, Canon, K-On!, the season Hibiki Euphonium, Hyoka, Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya. They have brought us many great classic anime, and their animation is amazing for this show. The swimming and the water, so fluid. It makes it really interesting, and the character designs are good, as long as Rin's butt's not in your face. Other than that, it's really well animated and directed.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part about the show is one thing, it got me into sports anime.
Mm-hmm.
See, I never watched sports anime up to that point. I didn't think I ever would like it. And then I watched it because it kind of blends slice of life and sports and a little bit of comedy. Well, quite mm-hmm. a bit of comedy. And the swimming things got me really revved up and intense. I was almost chanting with their characters during the big mm-hmm. tournaments.
Right.
It's so much motion and hype behind it, as I like to call it. And that got me to try out Kurokono Basket. Now I love sports anime. It's one of my favorite genres. Mm-hmm. See, the thing is, though, I was skeptical because I knew there was going to be what people would call man service or fan service for women. And I don't mind that fact, because guys have been getting fan service for years.
But way too long, in my opinion.
Yeah, see? So, it goes both ways. And that's fine.
That's right.
In the first half, there's more of it, I would say. And I was kind of like, that's a little awkward. These guys skinny dipping in a pool. Well,
that was like in the second episode.
Second episode. I was like, yeah, guys don't do that. Oh yeah, sorry, ladies. Guys aren't quite like this. See, the characters are kind of almost based on female archetypes. Because you can kind of see, like, you have the...
They have girl names.
Yes. Oh, and of course, yes, they have girl names. Ren, Nagisa, Makoto. Yeah, so they all have the girl names, and they have kind of girl archetypes in their dynamic. Although they're not that girly all the time. I mean, they're not girly. They just kind of have, like, there's the Makoto is the Onesan.
Kind of hints of, like, girl traits.
Yeah.
But it's not overpowering.
And the drama worked really well in the show for the most part. And then it was mixed in with the comedy, and especially by my favorite character, Go. Or Ko, and her, whatever you would call it when she saw the, saw the, like, guys.
Triceps! And she all sparkly eyed.
Yes, that. It reminded me of people I know. Present company included, sometimes.
No, right after I, like, watched the first episode, I, like, fell in love with the ending, which is full of just, like, ripped bodies, and I was like, I am not going back to 3D men ever. Like, anime men are so pretty.
You heard it here, folks.
I think it was, like, really, it was really late. I was, like, messaging you on, like, Skype, like,
yes,
this is awesome.
Is the show, okay, we gotta talk about the ending, Splash Free, which we'll be hearing at the end of this podcast. It is really interestingly animated, and some people are confused by it, but Jamie, you want to explain what it means, what you're telling me?
The ending is, well, you know, the show is set in modern day, in high school, with high school kids. Well, they take the characters, and in the ending, they're in, like, Arabia or somewhere, like, all dressed up in turbans. Haru is with the camel. They're just kind of, like, walking. He's walking through the sand and the desert. And I saw a lot of people were just like, this has nothing to do with the show. What's going on? But it's like, I live in a desert. And if you're watching the show, you'll see Haru loves water. He craves water. He has to be in the water. And there's no better way to visually show a thirst for water than to put a character in a desert. It's so clear. Like, that, the whole ending, but just purely shows Haru's character and how much he loves swimming. So I thought it was, like, the perfect ending, because I was like, this captures this main character perfectly, and it's so fun and stuff. And I live in the desert, so I can understand. I can understand, like, the thirst for water and stuff.
Okay, yeah. And so let's talk about the characters now, starting with Haru Narsu. Jamie, what do you think of Haru?
Well, sometimes he kind of annoyed me because he was so blank and he seemed just kind of dark. But I think he's a good character. Like, overall, I liked him. He's not my favorite character. But he was a decent character. I did like him, like, by the end when he got a little expressive and kind of expressed his appreciation for his friends. It's like, but he's not my favorite character, though.
Yeah, I liked him. He's a pretty fun guy. Well, no, actually, he wasn't fun. That was the funny part, because he was so obsessed with water.
He barely spoke. He's just kind of like, he's just always wearing a swimsuit, and he's just, like, always trying to get in the water. That was, like, his thing.
Yeah, he was, that was his thing. He loved water. He would marry water if he could do it, I'm sure. And, of course, see, we're only talking about the first season. See, I watched the second season when it aired. So,
yeah, I've not seen the second season yet.
Yeah, so this is just review for the first season. Uh-huh. And it was about him. A lot of it revolved around him to a degree. Especially about getting him to swim competitively again.
Because he didn't really know why he liked to swim free, because he only swam the freestyle. That's just, like, what he did, but he didn't really know why. So at the end of the show, he did kind of discover why, which was really nice. That helped develop his character a little bit.
Yes. And the other next character we want to talk about is Ren Makota Matsuoka. All right. What did you think of him, Jamie?
Rin was interesting. He was like, I liked his like pink hair and stuff, but he came across as a villain for like most of the show. So I was like, I don't like you for most of the show because he seemed very villainous and he kind of had everybody upset in different ways. But I really liked him by the end again because they again showed like why he was motivated, why he was feeling the things he was feeling. And he turned out to be a very dimensional character. So by the last episode, I really liked him.
Yes, I agree. He was the villain for the most of the show, and a lot of it was about him and Haru trying to, mend their broken friendship.
Oh. They were kind of rivals for most of the show.
Yes. They were, very much. And he was kind of a mysterious character at first, because you didn't know much about him.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, another next character is Nagisa. The Genki blonde kid who does Genki things and all happy all the time.
He was so cute, though. Like, I really loved his character. He's not my favorite, but he's, like, very high up there because he was just always, like, so happy and just... It's just like this bubble of joy. I don't know. He was very funny. A lot of comedy came from him.
He was the comedic character. He didn't do much else other than be comedic, but he was comedic. Second season, he gets more development. Character is Makoto Tachibana.
Here's my favorite character. I really liked Makoto because he was very thoughtful. He was very like considerate. He seemed to understand Haru like very well because they were friends forever. So I really liked that he was sensitive to Haru and noticed how he was feeling and just wanted to like make sure he was okay. So which I really liked. And then he's also just a really good swimmer. He seemed sort of kind of the leader of the group in a sense. But not really, which I kind of liked. That he wasn't just like, and he was just like, he wasn't just the leader type. He was just a friend who kind of helped steer everybody to go in the right direction. Like, stop running up, we're going this way, and he was really cute. I loved his green eyes, and his wide shoulders.
So. Alright, he was the protective Onee-san character, or older sister character. Yes, and like Jamie said, he was the one that was kind of like keep everyone together, keep everyone kind of protected kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I liked him pretty well. He was a pretty fun character. A lot of his dynamic worked off of Haru and their like friendships. They were the closest other than Rin and Haru. Moving on to my favorite character, Rei. Adjust glasses.
Rei's my second favorite character.
I like him because he has really awesome glasses, and he's really cool character. In this first season, he was my favorite. Not the second season. I liked how he joined the group as a track and field guy, and he's all analytical. He's like everything's measured by being.
Very logical.
Yes, very logical. Like, I am. I'm very logical, analyzing stuff. He's like, okay, if I'm doing the math, this should work. But it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? I love that dynamic of his character.
He had all the theories memorized. He couldn't swim a lick. That was the hysterical part at the first half of the show, was that they're like, we need another person to join the swim club, otherwise it's not going to be a club at all. And when they finally harass him into joining, he can't swim a lick. which was really funny, because he was like, he had perfect form and everything, he would just sink. But then when he finally learned to swim, that was really cool.
We'll be discussing the science of Free a little bit later, about why he couldn't swim. Mm-hmm. So, next to some of the supporting characters... Like I said, my earlier favorite, Go, Rin's sister. She is so cute. And how she fangirls. I really wish that she would have had, like, she would have been the girlfriend of one of the guys. But I'm pretty sure that would mess up the fangirl shipping. Which we're not even going to talk about. But, yeah, I really liked her.
Yeah.
Really, really fun.
She's really sweet.
Great supporting character.
That, I like the dynamic that we have the group, we have the villain, but then in the group is the villain's sister working for them and cheering them on. But then she's also just like, oh, Nisa with her brother. Just kind of like, she's able to support both, even though she's working for the swim club. And I really like that dynamic, because that kept the two of them connected.
Yeah, in a sense. I agree. Another character is the teacher, Miho, or Amakata Sensei. She didn't do a lot in the show, but when she was there, she was fun, and I loved her character design. A lot of people compared her to a character from K-On!, and yes, she does look a lot like that character from K-On!. Like a grown-up version of the character. So, oh, okay.
I liked her storyline of trying to hide the fact that she's a swimsuit model. she was so embarrassed about that. And that was a great source for comedy. Because she was just like, nothing to do with swimsuits. It was really funny.
Yes, and that was the only fan service for the guys in the entire show. That brief scene with the magazine.
Where you finally see her, yeah.
And that was kind of funny. And which also leads into one of the funner supporting characters, Goro, the swim teacher that helped them later, and I liked how he brought him pizza, and helped them become better, because that was like the teacher aspect, the sports aspect that I see now as a sports anime fan. Looking back on the show, he is the teacher guy who gets them to where they need to be for the nationals.
Mm-hmm. And he was already invested in them because he taught them when they were all kids, like during the flashbacks and stuff. He was at that original club and stuff, so he remembered them as kids and stuff. So I kind of like that.
So yeah, that
and his hair was cool because he had a star in his hair.
So yeah, that does it for the character section. Now we're going to move on to the science of Free, which is basically we're taking it from a Tumblr post, which I have linked in the description of the YouTube video or the actual full post, and it's by Kisei Ace, and that's the original one. So basically, we're going to break down different interesting aspects. First off, Ray's inability to swim comes from him being a track runner pole vaulter. And that's because his muscle density is high, causing him to sink even though he has perfect form. Which is interesting, which makes sense. And it says the butterfly stroke relies heavily on upper body strength, and this is why he's the only one that can do it. I mean, he's the one that's the only one he can do. So, Nagisa gains an advantage from his height because his short limbs allow him to rotate faster for the breaststroke, which is why he's a little short character. Makoto's tallness helps him with the backstroke with his long axis stroke, so his arms make him swim faster with less exertion. Freestyle or front crawl is a long axis stroke, so again, being tall helps. Ren is more powerfully built than Haru, and his flips, turns, boost him a lot further, but being less bulky makes it easier for Haru to catch up, so they're pretty evenly matched. Basically, Kyoto Animation knew what they were doing when they did this. Interesting note on this is actually adapted from a novel, or a light novel, that, although it was not really talked about when it first came out. But see, the difference is that the novel focused on them as kids, and they just adapted the characters as older. But if I'm correct, they are adapting that book with them as kids or a similar variation on it coming out later this year. But basically, them when they were younger. It's gonna be a full movie.
Ooh, it's gonna be good.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And
I'm really glad I found this post on the science behind the character swimming, because it really did show that the show knew what it was doing. It knew the characters' body types and how, like, how they could swim and which type of swimming was better for each character. Which, that's, I saw this and I was like, I want to shove this in every guy's face who found this is just pure female fan service, because that is not all that the show is. There is some, but combined with, like, the great character drama and the beautiful animation and the obvious, like, science to the swimming, it's like, this show has a lot more to offer than just, like, oh, look at their muscles. So that's why I like this show so much, is because it has a lot to offer.
Yes, the characters are well developed. They have good dynamic. It's fun. The comedy's there. The soundtrack is good. It's really great. High speed feel to it. Sometimes it gets a little dubsteppy or a little hip hop kind of, but most of the time it really fits, and I like that. Of course, character animation is mind blowing. Bloosh.
When you first wrote your review for Free, I think I commented on it and said it's like potato chips for the eyes. And I wasn't even watching anime at that point, but I really loved the gifs that you posted because it was so pretty and fluid and bright, and it's just a really pretty show to look at.
Yes, it looks really good as far as just high quality animation all around. And if you like slice of life type comedy shows or sports, although you could watch this, although if you like strict shonen sports and don't like slice of life, you probably would not like Free. Of course, girls that like Bashonen dudes, they're gonna like this, of course. Well, they already watched it. I'm sure all of them have already seen it. As a guy, I like the show quite a lot. It's fun. It's entertaining. The characters are great. It's a memorable show. And you should just give it a shot. Really get well done. Any last thoughts, Jamie?
It was really good. I just finished it last night. I stayed up very late to watch it, and I had chills, like, running up and down my back during the final race. I was so into it and so excited. So I'd say, even if you're not, like, into sports or just into slice of life, you still need to at least give, like, the first three episodes a try, because it is really good, and the comedy that's in there is really funny. I don't know anybody who could, like, watch that and not giggle even a little bit at some of those jokes and stuff. So I definitely say it's almost a must watch.
Okay, yes. So basically, I would give it on my scale an 8 out of 10. So, Jamie, how many stars did you give it on your scale?
I did a 5 star scale. I probably... lowest I'd go would be 4.5, so I might give it a 5 out of 5 stars, because it was pretty darn good on most levels.
There you have it. Thank you everyone for listening. I am James Weaver from AnimeTree.com. You can find Jamie's website, Jamie Talks Anime, both of them in the description or post. You can find me on Twitter at AnimeTree, on Facebook at AnimeTree, on Tumblr at AnimeTree, and my anime list at James Movie. Jamie, where can they find you other than your main website?
I'm on Tumblr at jamietalksanime.tumblr.com, and you can find most of my links on my website, because they are all made differently.
Right. So, thank you everyone for watching. Sayonara. Mm-hmm.